Well, folks, I just want to have a wee look at your faces for a second, right? I want to see if I can find any smiles. Now, it's a good time to smile quickly, so we don't have a go at you. Choir, yes, very good. Mildred, those teeth are looking well tonight. Very good. Well, folks, you know the old thing they say, you know, all the things that ministers say, you know that song, I've got that joy, 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 deep, 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 deep imperceptibly down in my soul, okay, as a lot of Christians do. And you've heard me say before, there's some churches in the Church of Ireland where the only sign of life is a cough. You've heard me say that. And you know, we do hide this joy well sometimes, don't we? We do hide this joy well. And I'll never forget, now I've got Monaghan people here, which is great, but I'll never forget a worship leader in Monaghan standing up, and it was at a mission, and he says, you know, I mightn't have been here tonight. I might have been having fun on some hill. And I was thinking, would that not be better, having fun on a hill? And folks, I hate that, don't you? I hate this idea that the choice in life is to either party or be a Christian. It absolutely should not be the case, should it? Because there should be nothing like being in the presence of God. There should be nothing that brings joy as much as being in the presence of God. And it says this in the Bible so many times. The psalmist says, at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You know, being in relationship with Jesus should be the ultimate party. You know that story, don't you? From Luke 15, of the son that went and he partied his life away. Partying's bad, isn't it? Really, really, really bad. Okay? So he comes back to his father, and what does his father do? Throws a party. And you know the sad part of that story? It ends with a brother sulking outside that won't come to the party. And folks, we need to be having a party here this evening. I like what C.S. Lewis says. He says, we are half-hearted creatures, often fooling around with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered to us. We're like ignorant children who want to go on making mud pies in a slum because we can't imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. Folks, what's on offer to us tonight is the party life of knowing Jesus. I love, if we move on to the next slide, I love this moment in Luke 24. And in Luke 24, this is really an Easter reading about the first day of the week at early dawn when they go to the tomb. And they have spices with them, and they find the stone rolled away from the tomb, and they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, okay, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And folks, listen to what these two men say. It says, as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise. See what's happening here, folks, is the angels are in heaven, right? They're peering down and looking at the fact that Jesus is risen, and they're having a party in heaven, and they look down and they see this bunch of miserable disciples coming to a tomb, and it's empty, and they're still in awful form, and the angels are going, Father, can we go down and tell them that this is good news? Can we go down and tell them that they need to get the party blowers out and have a good time? They say, why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? He told you he would rise again. That's what we see here in this story. And I think that's what God's always wanting us to know. That's always the message the angels must have for us. They must be saying, guys, do you realize what we're celebrating here? Do you realize that Jesus Christ is risen? He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. And it's not just for Easter. It's for every single day. Now, here's my point here this evening, folks. My point is this, that angels know how to party even if we don't. if we move on. And what makes the angels party? Just three very, very, very simple ideas I want to share about what makes angels party. Are beautiful things created, marvelous things observed, and lost things recovered. This is what makes angels celebrate and dance and sing and shout. Beautiful things created, marvelous things observed, and lost things recovered. What do I mean by this? Well, first of all, beautiful things created. You see, what we discover when we read the Old Testament, especially a passage in Job, is it says this. God says, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know." These are ironic questions. "Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone?" And then it says this, "While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy." So first thing, what made the angels party? Creation. Creation. And we take it for granted. The angels watched God. Okay. Now God had to create the angels. But then the angels watched God create the galaxies and the planets and the stuff like the trees and the plants and the animals. And then, I mean, best work of all, he made Martin Worcester. And then the angels went, "Whoa, that is really good." And they celebrated. And you know what, folks? I believe, in a lesser way, granted, but I believe the angels must love it when they see us in response to that creative God that we're made in the image of, be creative. And what folks have done in this exhibition, what Paul has done just a few weeks ago, like, I think the angels must party over that sort of creativity, but they definitely, definitely partied when God made this incredible, beautiful world. So angels party when beautiful things are created. The second thing that makes angels party are marvelous things observed. Marvelous things observed. You see, the angels, they just long to look into this plan of a baby who's going to come into the world and redeem us. And not any ordinary baby, but the God that they have spent, you know, eons with is now going to step down into creation and redeem us. And they're amazed by this. And on the night it's about to happen, they're just filling the skies and they're singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." They are amazed and they party because of these marvelous things they're observing. And folks, we should party about beautiful things created, but we should also party about marvelous things observed. You know, this art is beautiful. It really is beautiful. Now, I don't cry over anything. Honestly, when Bambi's mother was shot, I really didn't care. Okay. Now, Simba's dad got me, but, you know. Right? But, you know, at the end of the day, these things are metal, you know, and glass and stone. You know, there's no glory in them to a certain level. Not that would cause a person to weep, as we have seen people weeping around these. But what we have observed, the angels were partying because they saw God coming down. And what we have observed has been the presence of God in this place. And that presence is longing to fill our villages and our lives. And that's what we have observed. We've observed, a lady texted me, I sent it to some of the team, and she said, you know, when she just walked through the door, she sort of shuddered with the presence of God. You know, marvelous things observed. That's happened in our wee church. God has filled this place again. And people have been impacted, and thousands of people. Like, think about that. Thousands of people have been touched. That should make us party. And folks, the last thing that should make us party, if there's only three things, are lost things recovered. You know, in Luke 15, we have three stories, don't we? We have a lost coin, we have a lost sheep, and then we have a lost son. And each and every one, you know, you find the sheep, you throw a party. You know, you find the coin, you throw a party. You find the son, you throw a party. Lost things recovered causes people to throw parties. You know, and there's nothing that makes the angels party more than seeing people come back to him. It tells us that there's a party in heaven when somebody reconnects or connects for the first time with their Father. There's a party in heaven. The angels party when they see this happen. And in fact, if you really look at it, it actually says there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. And here's a simple question. Who's in the presence of the angels? Any ideas? God. Okay, Gabriel says it, you know, when his message isn't received by Zechariah, he says, I stand in the presence of God. So Gabriel stands in the presence of God, and God stands in the presence of Gabriel. There's joy in the presence of the angels. We can argue here that God actually dances when somebody repents. I wonder, are you guys fans of the Gaither Vocal Band? Have you heard of this band called the Gaither Vocal Band? Okay, I was going to play it, but I wasn't sure if there was enough, if we could take this level of cheese in church, okay? But it's great stuff, it really is. And I would just love to read to you the lyrics of one of their songs. And their song, this band called, I'll put it in social media later for anyone who wants to check it out. The song is called That's When the Angels Rejoice. And these are an American band, so you'll hear some American ideas here. But just listen to these words. At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate. And when the right boys flew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice. Now, when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angels did not dance around. When the man stepped out on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner heeds the Savior's voice. That's when the angels rejoice. Now, heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand. It's got to be a special thing to make those angels sing. Now, when the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet. And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow old Gabriel's horn. Now, when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But one lost sinner comes back home. They dance for joy around God's throne. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice. Folks, can I tell you, we have reasons to party here this evening. That beautiful things created, marvelous things observed, and I believe lost things have been recovered. You know, the favorite image of Jesus when he was describing the indescribable, when he was trying to describe the kingdom, was he said it's a bit like a party. It's a bit like a feast. It's a bit like this kind of party where everybody's invited. And he used this metaphor so many times. And I just want to show you an Old Testament metaphor that really chimes in with that on our next slide. It's just from Isaiah 25. And it says this. This is what kind of the end of the story looks like in the Bible. It says this: the Lord of hosts will prepare a party for all peoples on this mountain. A party of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow and refined aged wine. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces. He will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, behold, this is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And then in Revelation 19, an angel says, blessed are all who are invited to the party of the Lamb. And the party is ready. It's been prepared by the groom for his bride. You're all invited. And folks, that is what makes the angels rejoice. Let's pray. Father, just in this last opportunity amongst the angels to worship, we just invite your presence. And Lord, we thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your presence and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So I pray, Lord, that you would just give us your joy. Infuse in our tired bodies your passion. And Lord, cause us to be an Easter people every day. So that the angels aren't looking at us going, what are they so grumpy about? He is risen. Father, help us to just see the beautiful creation that you have put us in. Help us to observe the glory of a God who has come down. And help us, Lord, be people that party about the idea that there is a party prepared for us in heaven and become driven to inviting everyone we love to take a seat at that table. That's why the angels rejoice. Lord, give us passion that we might rejoice also. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.